So let's review. The next Mishnah begins, Shleisha Dvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir, Bachama Yisrim. There are three items in which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is lenient and the Chama Machmer. One, Parasu Yetzeh Beretzua Shebein Karnaha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would allow his cow to walk around in the Rishus Ramat Shabbos with a ribbon tied onto its horns. Although one is commanded about Shvisis Behemtoi to have even one's animal refrain from work and rest on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as the Pasuk states, in this case, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that the ribbon was not a masui, a burden, but rather a takshid, an adornment for the animal. The Chum do not consider it a takshid, but a masui. The Gemara clarifies that this was not really the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who is fabulously wealthy and would give 13,000 animals as maaser each year, but rather his neighbor's cow. Since he did not protest her actions, it was attributed to him. Two, Umekar denes behem b'yamtiv. One may groom an animal with a metal comb on Yom Tov, even though this might scratch the skin of the animal and cause a chabura, a wound, because this is not his intention, and a dovish and miskaven is permitted. The Gemara elaborates. Actually, there are two types of combs. Kirud, ketan and v'ezen chabura, a metal comb with small teeth which will make a wound. Kirtzuf, gedelim v'ein ezen chabura, a wood comb with large teeth which will not make a wound. Now, there's a three-way machlekes. Yehuda Eimer, Behud holds that we are forbidden to use a metal comb on Yom Tov because it will make a wound in the animal, and he holds Zavish and Miskaven as Aser, one may not do something which might result in an Iser, even if that's not his intention. However, he may use a wood comb because it will not make a wound in his animal. But Logazrinan Kirtsev Otakirid, we do not forbid the wood comb lest he come to use the metal comb. Chum forbid the use of even the wood comb because they also hold Davishay Miskaven as Aser, which forbids the metal comb, the Gazrin the Kirtsev or the Kirut, and we forbid the wood comb lest they come to use the metal comb. Plus, Ben Azariah holds like Rib Shimon, that Davishay Miskaven is Mutter and therefore permits even the metal comb. Veshechi Kenesa Pilpilin Berechaim Shalahem. One may grind pepper in the pepper mill on Yamta. Plus, Ben Azariah holds that Teichen is included in the Heter of Eichel Nefesh. The Chum holds that Teichen is not included in the Heter of Eichel Nefesh. Zok the Mishnah, Rechaim shel pilpilin temeya mishum shleisha kelim. While on the topic of pepper mills, the Mishnah teaches that the three parts of the pepper mill are halachically considered three kelim. The ramification of this are that if one part comes off, the other parts are still mekabel tuma independently of each other. Furthermore, if one part becomes tame, the other parts do not automatically become tame. The Gemara describes the three parts. Tachtoyin mishum klei kibul. The bottom part of the pepper mill, the receptacle for the ground pepper, contracts tuma as a base kibul, which applies even to wooden vessels. Emtzayis mishum klei chavara. The middle part, the netting that acts as a sifter, contracts tuma midrabanan, because as Rashi explains, since it is woven, it resembles a cloth which is mekabel tuma. Tesa explains that a sieve is considered a base kibul, a receptacle because it keeps the larger pieces on top. Elyoyin mishum klei matris. The upper part, which contains the blade that crushes the peppercorns, is mekabel tuma as a metal kli, which contracts tuma, even if it does not have a base kibul. The last mission of the parak teaches, a galashal cotton tumei medras, a child's toy wagon, which the child can ride on as well, contracts tuma's medras, meaning that since this is a kli that is designated to ride on, it can contract tuma from an ava tuma such as a zav, by having the ava tuma ride on it, lean on it, or sit on it, and they will in turn make the wagon an ava tuma as well. Vinitalis b'Shabbos, and may be carried on Shabbos just as any other kleshim lachil hater, and that's not muktzah. The next two statements are trei tanoi b'lib de Yehuda, two different understandings of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. One, v'ein negreris ela gabi kelim. The wagon may be ridden only on top of carpets or sheets and so on, but may not be ridden directly on the earthen floor, as it will make furrows in the earth. And Rabbi Yehuda holds davish miskaven as aser. Two, Rabbi Yehuda oimer kala kelim ein negrarin chutz min agala. Things like tables and benches may not be dragged on the ground because they create furrows by digging to the earth. And davish miskaven is aser. However, a wagon may be ridden on the ground because it merely depresses the earth. Of course, according to Reb Shimon, one may drag tables and benches and so on the ground as long as it's not his intention to create a furrow, because davish miskaven is mutter. Hanu loch Yom Tov, we have Baruch Hashem finished the second parak of Masechtas Beah, and we'll begin the third parak in Tzadin in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.